The Jordan Levy Show.
That's right. Wrong. That's real wrong. No, no, no. There's no reason for this. I think it's treasonous. You don't have to agree with that, but he's pure to his beliefs. See, I find these things intriguing. Most people at home say, what is he talking about?
On News Talk 580, WTAG.
Okay, we're back with you, 508-755-0058. We're joined now by Chris Gunn from the American Small Business League. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining us. Tell us, first of all, who is the Small Business League?
Okay, well, the American Small Business League is a small business advocate based out of Northern California. We work on legislative and policy issues on a federal level, trying to provide small businesses with greater access to federal contracts.
Okay. And how do you get funded?
We're funded by our members. We have a nationwide membership, and we work with chambers of commerce nationwide. And we're primarily funded by, I guess you could say, donations.
Okay. House Bill 5819 and Representative Velasquez. Tell us about this bill. What is it going to do, and what's her problem?
Well, the bill itself is the SBIR reauthorization. And for those of you out there who don't know what SBIR is the Small Business Innovation Research Program. It funds small tech companies in their R&D, which is research and development efforts. H.R. 5819 reauthorizes that bill. But what Representative Velasquez has actually done is she's made a provision in this bill that will literally amend the definition of a small business in the Small Business Act as independently owned to include firms that are owned by or rather, I should say, billionaire venture capitalists. In one case, you're looking at a single venture capital firm being able to own up to 49.9% and maintain that small business status, and multiple venture capital firms can actually own up to 100% of that small business and maintain that small business status with no problems under this bill.
Well, how would they interpret that as being small business when you've got someone, a venture capital company, or is it just individuals?
Well, it's a venture capital company.
All right, venture capital company has 50%, 49.9%, or 100%. How can that be determined as small business? I mean, if you go to the Small Business Administration and try to get a loan as a small business, there are certain criteria to the amount of volume that they do, the amount of sales, obviously, your total size of your operation. If you're too large, you can't do it. If you don't have the asset value at the banks, you can't do it. I mean, there are rules and regulations to keep it as a small business. Then how can they even interpret this?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, and that's really why we're standing up against this bill. I mean, really, the cornerstone of the Small Business Act is that small businesses are independently owned and operated, and this bill really breaks down that independently owned status and is going to do a lot to really kind of degrade the Small Business Act. And you know, my boss Lloyd Chapman likes to say that this is tantamount to a repeal of the Small Business Act.
Well, you know, it doesn't make a lot of sense from the perception of where I'm going to take this thing, because everyone talks about this country's backbone is small business, mom and pops, small business entrepreneurs that come up with some capital and invest in the risks that you're taking in this country, been there and done it, by the way, understand it. Then if it's the backbone of this country, where is the Democratic-controlled Congress, the Democratic-controlled House and Senate supporting the mom and pops that they all talk about all the time?
Right. No, you're absolutely right. And we haven't seen anything, just to preface this, from the Democratically-controlled House and Senate since they took power. And prior to that, we really saw a lot of hubbub about the diversion of federal small business contracts to large corporations, in that they were going to address the problem, and we saw a movement towards change. But since the Democrats have been in power, we actually haven't seen a movement towards change, which is definitely something that was surprising for us at the American Small Business League. In regards to this bill, I think that we definitely see this bill as almost a payoff for venture capitalists, in that I don't know if your listeners are aware of this, but Nydia Velasquez and 12 other members of the House Committee on Small Business and Entrepreneurship have been the recipients of campaign contributions from the National Venture Capital Association, the Biotechnology Industry Organization, and several other large pharmaceutical companies like like Pfizer and companies like that. So
GlaxoSmithKline?
Exactly, exactly. So our concern is that this bill was essentially a payoff for some of those, that kind of brotherhood, or I'll say, not to necessarily lump those organizations together, because they certainly stand for different things, but it's really kind of I would say they have a collective interest in significant venture capital participation in small business contracting programs.
Yeah, but you know, there's a way of splitting some hairs here too. I guess we can look at this thing, but you know, small business needs capital. And if someone wants to invest in a small business to help them get there, that's not contrary to where you guys are coming from, is it?
Well, you know, you're right. You're absolutely right. Small businesses need capital in order to do some of these R&D efforts that are in some cases cost prohibitive. But I don't think that this bill is really going to do that necessarily. In fact, I think that it may do the opposite, in that it's going to actually make it harder for a lot of these small firms to actually compete for the SBIR grants that they depend on, really. I talked to one small business owner, and he told me that right now they're able to compete effectively for probably one or two in three of the SBIR grants that they compete for. But with this bill, they think that it's actually going to shift to maybe one or two in 20.
Why is that?
Mainly because by allowing large venture, or rather I'll say venture capital firms, and this bill actually addresses large venture capital firms, those firms that have more than 500 employees, actually allows those firms to gain up to 20% of a small business.
So other than the campaign contributions, which, you know, everything's for sale in Washington, and we all know that. That's why K Street. Why, what's in it for the Democratic-controlled Congress? I just don't understand. Where's the Speaker of the House? Where's the Democratic leadership? Where's the Small Business Committee? This doesn't make sense to me.
Right. Well, Nidia Velasquez is the chair of the House Small Business Committee.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what's going to happen in the Senate on this. I understand that Senator Kerry is a strong proponent of the SBIR program, and I think that they're going to be a little more deliberate. But in terms of where exactly the rest of the House Democrats are, I really couldn't tell you. You know, Nancy Pelosi is essentially exempt from scrutiny on this issue in that she doesn't have to vote for these bills.
She's the leader. I mean, she's supposed to be the leader.
Right, exactly. So how does a bill like this, you know, get introduced, number one, into the House Small Business Committee, and how does it pass?
Well, where are the people running for president? Where's Obama and Clinton and McCain on this?
Well, we haven't heard from Obama, Clinton, or McCain on this issue specifically, but we have heard from Obama on the diversion of federal small business contracts to large corporations, and I should hope that he and possibly Senator Clinton, who has made some really strong statements about small businesses in the past, would come forward and oppose a bill like this. But today, we haven't seen any.
And who? And you said it was like the High Tech Council that's supporting it?
The National Venture Capital Association.
Okay.
Yeah, they are supporting it, but we have seen groups like the Small Business Technology Council, which is an affiliate of the National Small Business Association. Those two organizations have actually come out and opposed 5819 with a pretty strong stance.
The SBA has?
The SBA has not. We haven't heard anything from the SBA on this, but this is actually the second time that we've seen legislation like this. And the first time it was H.R. 3567, it was almost the same thing, and the SBA came out and opposed it.
Where are the chambers of commerce? A lot of these chambers support small businesses. Where are they?
That's a great question. We've talked to chambers of commerce across the country. We're seeing a lot of smaller chambers come out and oppose this legislation. It's my understanding that there have been chambers, even in Massachusetts, that have sent letters to Senator Kerry and members of the Senate Committee on Small Business and Entrepreneurship expressing their concerns about this bill. But in terms of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, we haven't seen anything at all.
Amazing thing. Where can people get more information?
Well, in terms of this bill, they can visit www.asbl.com. We've got a wide variety of information, especially down on the left in our Action Center, or they can check out the bill online by just doing a search for H.R. 5819.
And where is the bill right now?
The bill has been referred to the Senate Committee on Small Business and Entrepreneurship, and it's my understanding that it may be addressed within the next month or two.
It's going to be on the floor of the House for vote?
Possibly. I think what we're going to be looking at is the bill is going to go into the Senate Committee on Small Business and Entrepreneurship. Senator Kerry is actually going to write a piece of legislation, it's my understanding, that's maybe a little more conducive to small business participation in the SBIR program. And then it will go into a joint committee where they'll take a look at it and hopefully come to some reasonable compromises.
Chris, how many dollars are involved here in grants?
You know, we're looking at a lot of money, especially with this new bill, because it actually increases the size of the SBIR grant. Like, say, for example, the Phase 2 would actually be increased to over $2.2 million in terms of the grant that a small business could receive. So we're definitely talking about some bucks.
Okay. Again, give us the webpage.
It's www.asbl.com.
Okay. We appreciate your input, and we'll keep tuned in to it and keep an eye on it.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Jordan. I appreciate it.
Well, okay, Chris. Take care.
All right.
Chris Gunn. Maybe a little bit confusing to some, but not confusing to others. If we don't support small business, we got nothing. Absolutely nothing.